Zeniff and his men fought in the strength of the Lord. They prospered in the land and had faith in God's word. Then I watched you fall away, building your palaces of gold. How long would God's hand stay? I pray. I traveled in disguise. 2 years I hid my face. I opened up your eyes to God's wrath and your disgrace. But now you brought me here, as if to teach and question me. Now it's my turn. Touch me not, I am not done, till I have finished the word of God. Know ye not, I speak the truth, for it cuts down to your heart and soul. Heed my words, I speak to you. Touch me not. You say you teach the law. I have yet to see it here. Is it buried in these walls, built higher year after year? God will wait no more. Your lies, your greed, your sins, please turn back to Him. There is one who comes from above to freely give His gift of love. Moses' law points to Him. All the prophets have foretold before, and it is they who publish peace for Christ the Lord. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Prophets have foretold before, redemption only cometh in Christ the Lord. Yea, and I will suffer even until death, and I will not recall my words, for they are true, and they shall stand as a testimony against you at the last day.